Sometimes we need a little wake-up call. Sometimes we need to wake up in order to move in a better direction. That's what I get after reading the gospel lesson this morning. For a peaceful Savior, Jesus sure made a lot of noise. Sometimes that's exactly what we need to get things going in the right direction. This notion of waking up, getting our attention, is exactly what we need to do right now in response to the incessant number of mass shootings in our country. Just 2 weeks ago, we had not one but two horrific mass shootings. The first in El Paso, the second less than 24 hours later in Dayton, Ohio. These, as you know, were not the first two such incidents, but the 250th occurrence. You think we'd be able to get a handle on shooting our own people? It just doesn't make sense. Gospel lesson this morning is about Jesus trying to get our attention. He declared that he came to bring fire to the earth, and how he wished it were already kindled. Is Jesus really trying to set his planet, his people, on fire to burn? No. He was trying to convey the seriousness of his ministry in first century Galilee. That people change. That there was a better way, a new way. A new way in which the Jewish laws of 613 would be summarized to only two: loving God, loving neighbor. Everything else stems from these two laws, everything. Therefore, baptism forward, we are to love and care for those less fortunate. We are to love and care for those who are outcast. We are to love and care for those who are like us, and for those who are not. But the time is now, not next week, not next year, but right now. Within these tragic shootings, there seems to be some common denominators, some common things we can change in order to stop the senseless massacre of our own. I believe we must respectfully visit our gun laws. This is not a political statement. It's a reality. It does not choose one side over another. It chooses saving lives. This notion is fully and completely in line with our national church, the Episcopal Church. You can go to their website and review their findings that we need to rethink gun background checks and the use of military-style guns. I respect the Second Amendment, but I don't believe we need guns with magazines that can kill 40 people in 30 seconds. It doesn't make sense. There's also a problem with mental illness. A vast majority of these committing heinous crimes are having serious mental issues. Something inside these people throws them into another world of hate and criminal activity. These people need to be treated before they commit mass destruction. I also believe that we, the general public, need to be more accountable ourselves. We can no longer assume that these shootings will end, that the perpetrator will be stopped. Therefore, we need to be aware of these outliers and get them help, or notify someone before they commit a heinous crime. If we are aware of someone posting something crazy on Facebook, then we need to report it. If we believe someone is walking on the edge and about to explode, then we need to give them some help, notify the authorities. It may just save someone's life. I've read many articles about these mass shootings and the perpetrators. Many times the shooter leaves signs before the incident. They were shouting out for help long before the incident occurred. They wrote notes, they acted out, they posted on social media, left many other signs. Now, is it our job, parents, everyone else? Absolutely not. But if my action to get them help saves even one life, it's worth it. As a Christian community, looking after one another is simply our job and our commitment and our accountability.
It's up to us. We need to be part of the resolve.
As an extension from my call to proactively discuss and resolve these issues, I also want to remind us that it's just as much how we discuss issues as it is what we discuss. Therefore, it is my prayer that we lower the volume and angst toward one another. We become incendiary, lighting a match. It takes very little to go from 0 to 60. That we calm the rhetoric. This is not a suggestion that we ever, ever, ever back down from injustice. No. It simply means that we calm down, that we intelligently discuss the issues. If someone has a difference of opinion with someone else, let's talk through it. Let's employ respect for one another. Let's employ the act of listening, long gone in our society today. Let's realize that life is a marathon, not a sprint. Dr. Martin Luther King knew these things. He embodied them in his methodology, perhaps better than anyone. He was a man of conviction, great moral, and yes, reason. He, unlike many of our folks today, was able to sit down with his allies and even those across the table and get things done. We can be strong, diligent, faithful, and at the same time respectful. Today I raise up the issue of mass shooting because it's real. And it's at our front doorstep. And it's not going away until we make some positive changes. I believe there is not one quick fix, but a multifaceted response required. It's not about blame. Instead, let's focus on being proactive, supporting policies that will enable a positive change. Jesus Christ was trying to get our attention 2,000 years ago. And I believe he's trying to get our attention today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.